Today is August 6th. The year is 2023. This is Gregory Hillman. I'm your publishing house owner. Your publishing house is expanding in the next 3 days to new locations, and we're asking for your help in doing that. Of course, you're always welcome to go to any of the publishing house locations during our expansion, and you're welcome to buy products, you're welcome to buy inventory, you're welcome to help us move, you can provide us with moving people, moving vehicles, and we'll purchase those from you. We're also available for assistance, so if you need help during this time, we're still available. If you need air conditioning, restrooms, parking, Wi-Fi, computer access, ham radio access, any kind of technology, content creation, we're available for that. And most of the move will be Monday night in the Jacksonville location. And if you'd like to assist with that, please do reach out to any of the affiliates. Leave a comment here. You're also welcome to use Jitsi and communicate with us that way. Request a room. We'll probably be in the publish room. And there's not a lot to move, but there's enough that we would like some help with it. So if you're interested, please contact us. And this new location that's larger that we're going to be going to is in a more dangerous area of the city than where it's at now. But there is more parking and there's more space, and it's a larger area that you're going to be able to create content and do what you need to. Certainly, if you'd like to get involved or invest, we're always looking for new locations. So if you have another location that you'd like to offer as a publishing house, please contact me directly or any of the publishing house affiliates and offer that. Usually it's going to be around $600 or less per month in total utilities and rents and all that other expense. And if you'd like to work at the location or come by and have any questions, watch some content, create some content, please do reach out. Also, while we're expanding and moving, we're doing a 24-hour, or really 48 hours, 24 hours a day, sale, which is at the location. And you can also pick up free baby clothing while that's happening. You can pick up free food, free water. You can still pick up many other items for free. And you can also purchase items at any time with cash or crypto coin. You can also trade. You can trade even your skills. If you have a need for couches or chairs, tables, office furniture, we'll trade you that furniture in exchange for helping to move some of the other items to other locations. And you're welcome to do that on Monday evening. Anytime that night would be fine. So we've been looking at a bunch of content, including content on the radio, like the FM, AM radio stations. One of the FM stations that I've been listening to recently in Jacksonville, Florida is 96.9 FM. And it really been disturbing how much they've been talking and pushing, probably getting paid by foster groups. So they're trying to abuse children with parental loss by selling off the children to other people, strangers. And then those people keep them from their normal parents, their biological parents and family. and they get paid with our taxes to abuse children in this way. And it's the largest industry that I've ever seen in some of these cities, especially near the Mexican-United States border in California, near El Centro and Mexicali is on the Mexican side. But if you go across the border, which is done easily without any identification or any paperwork or anything, you will immediately see the largest building, which is going to be a giant foster care group. And so they're, you know, they have undercover or underground parking with all the gated entries and secured upper levels. I think they have probably four to six levels of office space that's never used, and there's hardly anyone there. But there's many left behind parents that you'll see outside sitting down and trying to survive in the very extreme hot temperatures, especially now during this time of year, while their children are stolen and abused by these foster frauds. This is, and it's such a huge industry. The ones they're pushing right now on the radio is, it's called Daniel Kids. So it's danielkids.org. And it says improving the lives of children and families, but that's not what they're doing. What they're doing is they're splitting apart families, and they're stealing the children, and then they're selling the children off to overly greedy people who, in many cases, rape and kill those children. So there's many examples of foster parents who have raped and killed children, including even an Olympian gold medalist in Oxnard, California, with his spouse. But that was in shot put. So this is Daniel Kids, and they'll use excuses. They'll say, oh, this child has been abused, so therefore we need to abuse them more by sticking them with the foster fraud. And then they just bounce them around to different ones and just get abused more and more and more. No one can figure out, you know, where they came from, where their parents are. You know, they'll create paperwork, falsify signatures, say that the parents signed away their rights to them when they didn't. And it's just never-ending harm done to both the children and their parents, too. It's alienation, even says the Kikes, when you're saying bad things about the parent to the child or just to the other public about the child's parent. And what you're doing is you're alienating them from their association, their free association with their biologically interested parent. Because that's why, you know, the statistics are so high with people who are not the parents abusing the children. And it never stops for these foster fraud groups. Still on Daniel Kids, they don't mention how you can, you know, find foster parents if you're a child that needs better parents, or if you're a child that wants to have some stranger parent them. You know, you can contact them here, and they have a 1-800 number. No. The most important page on Daniel Kids is the Give Now page, the Donate, the Grift, the Shill, for the funding of these groups, right? Because they're not able to parent your children, right? You're not able to parent your children because you're too poor. But they're not able to parent them either because they're too poor. That's why they're begging like bums for money to parent children of others, right? If they had enough money to parent children, to give them the things that they needed and wanted and housing for generations to come, then they wouldn't be bumming on the internet on danielkids.org with a Give Now Donate page as their most prominent page besides their homepage. It's just pathetic. And that's the grift, right? That's the swindle. That's the fraud that they're pushing criminally through false advertising over the radio in Florida. So there's FM and there's AM radio, and we also listen to many other radio frequencies. We scan, I personally scan all of the frequencies that are usual, which include the FRS and GMRS frequencies and channels, which is 1 through, I'd say it's 1 through 22. And there is some activity here in the local area, both on the family channels, the FRS channels, and the GMRS. There is a GMRS repeater that's become more active here. But the most frequented channels are still the like the walkie-talkies that they use at restaurants and hotels and that children use with their parents. And this is going to be channels 1 and 3, I would say, are probably the most common. 1, 2, 3, 4. But 1 and 3 are usually the most common that I'm seeing nationally. And that's just picking it up by walking around or driving around and scanning those public channels. And for those who are interested, the frequency for channel 1, you can turn any radio to this frequency and listen to channel 1, which is FRS, it's the family radio stations. It's 462.5625. And channel 2 is 462.5875. Channel 3 is 462.6125. And it goes on from there. One thing that's been brought up that I've seen and witnessed before and observed, but never have really been a part of, is called bed rotting. So it's BEDROTTING. Bed rotting is claimed to be, very recently, a new trend sweeping TikTok, right, which is a malicious site that censors your free speech. And it says it involves staying in the bed for extended periods of time, not to sleep, but to do passive activities. And this is, again, called bed rotting, a new self-care trend. And I have seen this before. Usually I see this with very lazy adults, young adults, who have been stolen from usually their father by a single mom child abuser. And they let them stay in bed. They don't get to go spend time with their father, play sports, go outside, go out sailing, go for hikes. They have to sit in their bed and do nothing, essentially, because there's no room for them to do anything else, because they're living in some coffin apartment most of the time. And the local parks are dangerous or not available in a reasonable way. There's no wilderness area, because they've chosen to live in a metro environment that's just filled with, you know, junk, garbage, pollutants, whatever it might be. But that's the term. That's the term they're pushing, is bed rotting. And I've seen this. It was a younger black male, and he was told that he was royalty for most of his life, and he enjoyed playing sports. And he had some natural talent with it, but it wasn't anything spectacular. And he would sit in bed all day, never helping anyone or really himself at such a young age. But eventually his mom passed and he returned out of state to his father that he couldn't even remember meeting. So that was this end of that bed rotting story. Also, we're interested in purchasing commercial vehicles, and there's many others that are interested in purchasing commercial vehicles in this area, used and new, especially trucks and vans that can be used in a reasonable way that are legal here in Florida. But one that may not be legal, that's a truck, is called the Mercedes-Benz Unimog, U4000 and the U5000. This is a truck that you can look at on the internet, Mercedes-Benz-Trucks.com, and type it in UNIMOG. It has some pretty unique off-road capacity. It's different than the Land Rovers or the different Land Cruisers or whatnot. This is a much more beefy vehicle. It's got much larger web tires and wheelbases, and it appears to have much more strength than one would maybe ever need in a truck. But it's called the Mercedes-Benz Unimog. So we're renting trucks, we're buying trucks, we're also buying canoes, sailboats, whalers, and trailers for those boats, which you're welcome to contact any of the affiliates about, myself, sell your trailer, sell your boat. They've said that the two best days in a boat owner's life are the day that they buy it and the day that they sell it. So, and we can buy the boats anywhere in the United States and trailer them or sail them or travel with them to the Jacksonville area. So if you have a boat that's in New York even or Maine and you want it brought down here, we have captains and skippers that can transport those boats that have experience on many different sizes that can bring the boat down, and we can pay you for this. We can also have them bring your boat down. If you want to bring your boat down and have it located here in Jacksonville, Florida, we can assist you with that, or really anywhere internationally. Another thing that's been brought up is that some people are saying that they've had an easier time growing peppers than tomatoes here in Jacksonville, Florida. Again, they're saying that peppers, they're having an easier time growing than tomatoes, which I have never had that experience. It has been very difficult to grow peppers. Even after you have pepper starts, it's hard to continue to have those peppers to grow in a vibrant, optimal way compared to tomatoes. And I'm not sure why. I've had success with peppers, and I've spent time growing peppers on commercial ranches, even internationally. But in general, tomatoes for most people are easier to grow. Also, they're easier to germinate. With tomato seeds, you can just take the tomato seeds of any tomato that's ripe and put them in a windowsill with a little bit of water in a glass container. It'll ferment, and then you can use those tomatoes in very rich compost to grow infinite amounts of tomatoes. If you look on the internet, I'm sure you'll see a video about growing tomatoes in garbage, where a man piles up a whole bunch of garbage almost as tall as he is, and then plants a tomato into the garbage, grows it in the garbage without it even being composted at all, and the tomato ends up being excessively large, where there's more tomatoes than he'll ever be able to use himself in a reasonable time. So it's recommended to grow your tomatoes in garbage, or at least high quality, very rich compost that you're making yourself with food scraps and leaves and also green components as well. The health that you can get from peppers maybe better than tomatoes in some ways with the vitamin C content. Peppers have a much larger vitamin C content than tomatoes do. However, tomatoes do have other compounds that are beneficial that peppers don't have. So maybe it's best to eat both of them. Normally, we think of otters as being these very cute, furry creatures that dip easily between logs and rivers. But there is scary otter images that you can see on the internet. If you type it in, scary otter images, there's an otter that's eating different things, eating fish with blood coming out of its mouth, and it's all, you know, mean looking and scary looking with its fangs coming down. So there is some very scary otter images that are available on the internet that may not be known to most people. Also, the radio station 96.9 FM here in Jacksonville, Florida, is really pushing fostering mentally defective children. And they're doing this late at night or early in the morning. They're asking people to apply to foster, and they want more people fostering these mentally defective children. And there's plenty of people who want to and have applied. That's not really the issue there. What they're really doing is making it more normalized to the public, where you're fostering mentally defective children. And what that tells me is that they're approaching parents, and especially mothers, and they're telling the mothers that they don't need to parent their children because they're not able to, because they don't have enough money, because they're not with the child's father, so they don't have enough support, and the child's got mental defects, so they really need a more wealthy family that can take care of them better, that has more stability. Then they try to steal the child away from the mother, maybe offer the mother some money so she goes and buys more drugs or whatever it is. Says, oh, you can start your new life with this money. But this is just a horrible thing to do, and it's destroying families. Every child, whether they're mentally defective or not, is priceless to their biologically interested parents. And if our child was mentally defective or physically defective in whatever way, I wouldn't love them any less or more, and I would love them just the same and want to be with them and be parenting them every day for the rest of my life. So it's absolutely destructive for them to push this type of advertisement on the public radio frequencies. And a lot of this is funded through federal grants and federal money that come from the omnibus bills. And right along with the fostering of mentally defective children, they're pushing on 96.9 FM death shots for elders that are the COVID boosters, right? They say, oh, it's a free COVID booster for senior citizens if you're elder, which is so destructive as well, because this is killing off the most wise, the most helpful people in our whole society, which is our elder population, the only population that seems to care about those in more need than them. And instead of just working for those that have more than them, they're out there trying to actually help people, more cases than any other age group. And so they're being offered free death shots now. It reminds me very much of even 2 or 3 years ago, where many of the elders on the ham repeaters were talking about getting flu shots and how they always get their flu shot or how they never get their flu shot. And again, these flu shots are harming people. They there's so many cases. I would say every case that I know of where someone's taken a flu shot of any race, whether they be black or yellow or brown, red, white, whatever it is, they get sick within a day or two of taking the shot, and they're sick for a couple weeks with the flu after they take the flu shot. And it's debilitating. They lose work, they lose their life, and they haven't never had the flu, and they never get the flu after that. So any kind of booster, any death shot, any synthetic shot right now, I would say is a misuse of our taxes, especially when we have people dying because we don't have shelter in a reasonable way accessible to humans. We're keeping humans from accessing the shelter that is available to them. And of course, I did mention that we want to see more family reunions. I've seen so many family reunions in the past for different parts of the family, and I realized that I am the eldest Hillman from my biological family that I'm aware of right now. There's others, but they have different last names. So I'm throwing a family reunion, and it's the Hillman family reunion. It's going to happen this year on Thanksgiving, November 23rd, Thursday, 2023. And it's also going to happen next year on Thanksgiving. So if you're a Hillman or if you're related to a Hillman, whether by blood or by any kind of legal means, or if you're a guest of a Hillman, you're welcome to come to the Hillman family reunions. Just contact me or anyone that's in communication with me and ask for some information, and we'll send you it. Send you a whole bunch of other Hillmans and information about them. So I'd like to see more activity with the family reunion. Especially for our children, Myla Hillman and Westerly Hillman, who deserve their most basic right to freely associate with their family, and especially their ancestors who may have passed from their Hillman side, and their other side, of course. There have been so many more people that have needed help with a place to stay recently in an emergency, and they don't really want a place that they're stay out for months or even years. Like, I would rather have a place where I never have to leave. I can just stay there for generations. Our family could be there for generations to come. But people are in a situation right now where they just need a place for a couple days. A lot of times for work, they'll come in from town, out of town, and they'll need a place to stay. And the hotels here in Jacksonville are way overpriced and just rude and not reasonable in accommodations. A lot of the hotels all over Florida have really horrible accommodations and are very overpriced. Even reports in Key West in the newspaper have had some of the fanciest resorts even will have complaints from their guests that they've gotten these weird diseases from staying in the hotels because they don't wash the sheets in a reasonable way and whatnot. And I've been witness to this myself. So there is one motel that's a little north of Jacksonville. It's a Motel 6. And they have a sign outside that flashes $45 per night. So, you know, we've tried it out. We've had other affiliates try it out too, and it's worked out great for them. They've had friendly reception. They have 24-hour free coffee available in the lobby that keeps on getting refilled. They have private tubs. They have no down feathers there. And it's the most reasonably priced hotel that we can find. And again, it's in Kingsland, so it's about 40 minutes north of Jacksonville. And you can call them up, make reservations. You can pay by card or cash. They have plenty of parking for RVs and cars and whatnot. And it's set up to accommodate people who want to stay for a couple days and have showers and rest and use the beds and whatnot. Certainly, it's much more accommodating than resting in any kind of commercial units or industrial units or even outside. Right now, it's much too hot and humid to be resting outside in the area. So something like the Motel 6 is going to be one of your better options. If you do need emergency rest and you're not able to get to Motel 6 or it's too expensive, contact your publishing house and we'll help you with that. There is a air-conditioned lobby with Wi-Fi and large flat-screen projection available to people now at no cost. For your any kind of publishing house affiliates, welcome to use this 24 hours a day. So you can contact myself or any of the affiliates to inquire about the reception area in the expansion locations. Also on the radio, on NPR, which is 89.9 here in Jacksonville, Florida, we've been hearing from kikes, Hebes, Jews, and these criminals continue to say that they don't want vengeance on other people, but if people think the wrong way, or if they think in a way that is such that they don't like the Jewish person, then they can be punished by death. So it's they're pushing death punishment. They're pushing capital punishment for thought crime now, the kikes are. And this is on public radio. It's the most bizarre thing that I've heard in a long time. But this is the thought crime punishment by death. And even if it's in the Old Testament of the Bible, or not, even if it's in the New Testament, it doesn't really matter. Thinking about doing a crime does not mean that you're doing a crime. And you should not be punished as severely as if you do the crime, right? If you've thought about, you know, hurting someone that's hurt you, that's not the same as murdering someone else for no reason at all, right? So the thought crime and having a death penalty for a thought crime because they don't like Jewish people is expected from such a malicious group.